Your first experience of a huge stadium with 100,000 people in it. Do you remember it? I remember mine. And I remember hearing from an elderly man what it was like for him to listen to baseball games on the radio regularly with great excitement before the days of television came along. But then there came the day when his father took him to his first live baseball game in a stadium. The impact was stunning, moving from a radio experience of a ball game to the real live thing in a stadium. There's a whole new dimension to experiencing a huge stadium game in person, rather than just hearing it on the radio. There can be an impact that's unforgettable, that obviously lasts into your old age. There's definitely something of that change in level of impact going on in our gospel today. We're in Matthew chapter 17, when Jesus gets transfigured in front of Peter, James, and John. Jesus' face shines like the sun, and his clothes become radiantly white with light. At that point, however, there does not seem to be a huge impact on the apostles. They don't fall on their face right then, even though Jesus has become stunningly radiant. Peter says it's good that they are here, and he offers to prolong the experience by creating three booths or huts that they could stay in. But at that point, with Jesus' face and clothing radiant, the apostles are not hugely impacted, hugely moved, at least not in comparison to what happens next. The next thing that happens is that a cloud full of God's divinity overshadows them, and the voice comes from heaven. You know it must be the Heavenly Father's voice because he says of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." If he calls Jesus his Son, then it must be the Heavenly Father speaking. Only at this point do the apostles fall on their faces in reverent fear. Only when the divine cloud and voice from heaven happen, then there is obviously this huge impact on the apostles. It's almost like they are knocked to the ground with fear. It's reverent fear. Jesus even has to say that to them, "Do not be afraid." Is this the first time that they have heard that Jesus is the Son of God? Certainly not. Only a chapter earlier in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 16, which is a week earlier in time, Jesus asked the apostles who people said that he is. St. Peter declares that Jesus is the Son of God. So, on some level, Peter and the others knew that Jesus was the Son of God. But it must have been something more of a head knowledge rather than an experience. Nobody back in Matthew chapter 16 falls on their face in reverent fear when Jesus is called the Son of God. Now in Matthew 17, one chapter later, one week later, when the divine cloud appears and the voice from heaven declares, "This is my Son," now everybody falls on their face in reverent fear. They are personally and powerfully impacted. The divine cloud and the Father's voice must make all the difference in the world. And the divine cloud in the voice, focusing on Jesus' identity, therefore becomes a great model for us. The Transfiguration models how we are impacted by Jesus Christ personally, so that his identity is not simply something of a head knowledge for us, as it seems it was for Peter and the others back in Matthew 16. We don't want just head knowledge about Jesus. We want a real encounter, a real relationship. When we go to prayer, we can ask the Holy Spirit to show us more about Jesus. That's the divine cloud. You can think of that cloud as something of a Holy Spirit cloud. It's a cloud of the divine presence. Remember back on Mount Sinai where the Israelites met God in the wilderness? He showed up in a cloud on Mount Sinai. Remember the first temple that Solomon dedicated. God filled it with a divine cloud that was so thick that it drove all the temple priests outside. The cloud that appears at the transfiguration is the divine cloud of God's presence, the divine cloud of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's the Holy Spirit who helps us experience the presence of God. And in prayer, we can ask our Heavenly Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to help us see what He wants us to see about His Son, Jesus Christ. The Father's voice in the Transfiguration spoke to the apostles from the cloud, pointing out that Jesus is His Son, and telling them to listen to Jesus. Well, in prayer each day, we can ask our Heavenly Father to speak to us about His Son, Jesus. Lead us by the power of the Holy Spirit to delve more deeply into the identity of Jesus Christ. Lead us by the power of the Holy Spirit to know more fully how our Heavenly Father wants us to respond to Jesus here and now. Just as the Heavenly Father gave instruction to those three apostles at the Transfiguration, the Father said, "Listen to Him." Well, Father in heaven, what should be next in my relationship with You through Jesus Christ, my Savior? What do You want next of me? What do You want to show me of Jesus, which will always lead me to greater life? There's the beautiful model for our prayer. Gazing at Jesus, and you can use the gospel reading of the day for prayer. After calling on the Holy Spirit, the divine cloud, to surround us, and asking the Heavenly Father to reveal to us what He wants to reveal. Amazing model for our prayer life. Delving deeply into the identity of Jesus Christ is a lifelong project for every single soul. Knowing all the facets of Jesus' identity will only enrich all the facets of each one of our lives. It's this Jesus Christ whom we encounter by the grace of God in Holy Mass today.